Oil prices rose today as traders await reports of damage to production facilities in the Gulf of Mexico. At least 8 refineries in the path of Hurricane Katrina shut down or reduced operations. David Purcell is a partner at the research firm Pickering Energy Partners. He joins me on the line from Houston. Good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about the damage to the oil infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, right now we're still in assessment mode. I think we'll know a lot more once we get some daylight and can get more aircraft out to look. But we do know that a couple fairly large drilling rigs broke loose from moorings or from their positioning equipment and are loose, if you will, out in the Gulf of Mexico. And that in itself isn't necessarily dangerous, but it does show the severity of the winds for these assets cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, it confirms what we all knew, that Katrina was an awfully big storm. And what that tells us is we're interested, given the wind and the waves, and if a couple of big drilling rigs came off location, I think the sense is we're going to see some damage to some of the production infrastructure, and the Gulf of Mexico is home to 25% of U.S. oil and natural gas production, so it could be significant.
Which sounds like it could well affect oil prices, what, in the short term?
Yeah, it could be in the short term and you know, in the long term. Katrina is bigger than Hurricane Ivan. Hurricane Ivan hit about this time last year, and you know, it took 6, 7, 8 months to get almost back to normal following Ivan. So I guess you have to define short term and long term here, but this could be with us for a while, and I think we'll know a whole lot more once we get some daylight on us today.
And retail gasoline prices, will they be affected if, in fact, oil prices are?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, gasoline prices on the NYMEX, on the trading exchanges yesterday, were up a much higher percentage than oil. If we look at the state of oil inventories in the U.S., fairly ample. The real problem is gasoline inventories are getting close to levels we haven't seen in an awfully long time.
Just briefly, we've just heard from our reporter, David Green, that President Bush is considering tapping into the nation's emergency petroleum reserve. What effect would that have?
I don't think it's going to have much, and it gets back to the fact that the oil reserve is just that. It's oil that hasn't yet been run through refineries. We have plenty of oil. We don't have plenty of gasoline. So you said earlier that there's some refineries down because of preventative maintenance or preventative reasons in front of the hurricane and power outages. That means there's less demand for crude oil. There's more demand for motor gasoline because of all the people evacuating out of the path of the storm. So we've got a situation where there's more demand for gasoline, less for crude oil, and releasing a little bit of crude oil out of the SPR really will have no effect at all. In fact, I'd be surprised if there's any buyers for the oil.
David Purcell, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Purcell is a partner at Pickering Energy Partners in Houston.